Welcome to Breeders Syndicate, where we explore the history of a clandestine scene through the eyes of the folks who lived it. I'm Matthew, owner of Riot Seeds. I'll occasionally be joined by my co-host Not-So-Dog, breeder and grower from Mendocino. Welcome to the underground. So this is an old conversation with the homie Resin Lung. He's been MIA for a little bit, but we miss him quite a bit. He's a funny dude. So I hope you guys enjoy.
So let's talk, homie. Let's chop it up.
What do you want to talk about?
Tell these folks about your experience with the Kush. How you came about it, your first interaction with it, seeing it in LA, shit like that.
You want exact dates?
No, fuck the dates.
It was a long time ago. It was, that shit changed my life, dude. I grew the best weed on earth, dude. And then I smoked some Kush and realized I grew bunk ass weed. and I had to get the cut, dude. It was early. It was like 2000 when I got the cut around there.
Yeah, when it came under your grasp.
Yeah, I had some buddies that were fucking blowing it up, dude. They were fucking legends up here in the valley. And I don't know.
Fuck, you know what's funny is as long as I've grown to know you and we've become friends and shit, I really realized like when you said that those guys were legends in the valley. They actually were legends in the valley for the OG. All of it's true and verified over time, man.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's no joke. Those dudes, we grew a shitload of fucking OG, dude. And a lot of people puffed on OG because of the fucking weed we grew. Lots of it, man.
Talk about how you guys did some of those fucking mansions. How you guys would fucking bust them up and fucking
dude. We take whole sauce to the fucking thing, sauce all. We would just chew them up, dude. We didn't give a fuck, dude. It would cost us fucking, you know, 20 grand to get the fucking place fixed after a year, dude. You know, replace the floors and shit.
Yeah, but that wasn't anything. It was a drop in the bucket compared to what you guys were making.
Yeah, so, yeah. But it was expensive the way we grew weed. You know,
that's right.
It wasn't really cheap, you know. And fuck, we used to pay $500 a fucking day to get it trimmed. It was It wasn't all profit. It was expensive. Yeah. Although, yeah, we got good money for those pounds though, back in the day.
So what? Yeah. There's one story that fucking. I don't know if you can tell it though, and it was just about how one of the many methods back in the day that you would have used to get it across the country. I don't know if you should share that though or not. It's up to you,
dude. It's been so long. One of the moves was those bounce houses.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, you know,
tell those, that
for parties and shit. You know, where like little kids jump up and down in them and shit.
Yeah.
So there was you know a company who had a catalog of them, and they had some that were giant, dude, and like they weighed like 3 tons, and you would fucking have to unfold them in like an aircraft hangar and shit.
Yeah,
and
they were
fucking huge, and so we would go to the factory and fucking. Before they folded them up, we would fucking put our shit in there and they'd fold them all up and then we'd stack trucks full of them and shit and fucking send them to Atlanta. Most of it went to Atlanta, you know?
Yeah, nobody wants to fucking open up one of them bouncy houses.
Fuck no, dude. It would take 10 dudes. I mean, once you got past fucking, you know, out of California, most police stations didn't have 10 dudes.
Yeah.
You know?
Easy.
Yeah, but I mean, we lost a load or two before. You know, there's still some in Oklahoma somewhere, supposedly. Some fucking locker.
But, so, did you guys get a lot of seeds coming out of your packs back then?
Dude, after like 10 years, I probably got maybe. This is 10 years, fucking 10 houses or more. Probably 85 seeds.
It wasn't that.
After, like every 35 pounds, let's say a house would pull 35 to 40 pounds.
Yeah.
You'd probably get like two or three seeds. Two seeds that were decent.
Yeah.
No, they weren't a lot of seeds.
And you guys actually looked for them and checked for them so they weren't getting out. So you weren't making competition, right?
Right. you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know some of them did get through. I mean, fuck, it's just
of course, yeah.
And the amount we were charging for the pounds, the dudes that bought the pounds were gonna, you know, they were gonna keep them seeds. See.
Oh fuck that, yeah, they were.
That's what happened. I mean, fucking those seeds got popped, dude, because yeah. The price was so high for the fucking pounds.
And because it was so fucking dank, nobody had seen anything like that. I mean,
dude, it was a game changer, dude. I'm telling you, I used to change lives, dude. I used to fucking be able to fucking make people puke at will. It was pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
That's now they just need some Chem D, right?
Wow.
Shut up, Murray.
I thought that was my stomach.
Yeah, fucking Murray's yelling at me already. Fucking idiot.
But my boy, the dude that taught me how to grow, he's still growing for fucking B. He's still doing it.
Still doing it?
He's still doing it.
For the same crew?
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. Man. It's lasted that long. You know, yeah. a lot of shit folds up on itself because people fold on each other so often. So that's pretty cool.
Dude, it was hard, dude. That was probably my most proudest thing is keeping that crew together. Fucking you know, a lot of personalities, a lot of egos.
Yeah, a lot of egos you got to manage.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm pretty good at fucking keeping people from fighting and shit.
Yeah, I don't know how you fucking keep a leash on me sometimes, but it works.
Got to keep your eye on the prize, man.
That's right. That's fucking right. So what else did you, I mean, what kind of cuts were floating around during the time when you were growing it? Like, what were some of the other variations that were out there of the OG?
None.
None. That, because it was so early on in the scene, right?
Yeah, early on, it was just Kush and fucking.
And it was just called Kush, right? It wasn't called OG. It was just called Kush, right?
It was just called Kush. And then it wasn't long. Maybe a year or two later, we had to start throwing the OG on it. I can't honestly say who threw OG on it first, but yeah. In the Valley, everything was OG. You know, like fucking the OG Van Store, the OG McDonald's, fucking.
Yeah. Because you bunch of Mexicans like to call everything OG.
Yeah, you know how we do.
That's how we do.
But fuck, dude. Before that, everyone was growing chronic and fucking AK. You know.
Yeah.
You know, blueberry and fucking pot of gold and all kinds of whatever.
Pot of gold and shit like that. Yeah.
That shit came and it was fucking real deal. Everybody else's weed was, you know. I mean, it's killed. You know, now we long for the fucking other stuff, but at the time it was like, dude, we gotta get that cut. Fucking,
yeah.
There was no amount of fucking growing or no amount of attention you could give to a plant that was gonna. There was, yeah, Josh D started it. I don't know who asked that question.
Yeah, someone just asked that, but Josh D, he's always given mad respect to Josh.
Yeah, he's the first. He's in the Valley. He's the first, dude. Actually, grew some dope, some killer dope too, dude.
Yeah. So what was the strongest point, strongest weed you had smoking up to that point before OG?
Dude, nothing even compared, dude. I'm telling you, it was such a fucking, it was so many levels above.
Yeah. But you didn't get involved with shit like Sour and Cam or any of that.
So never
saw
Sour.
You were just doing OG.
Yeah. And dude, in the Valley out here, I've never seen a pound of Cam. I've never seen a pound of Sour. It's just, flooded with OG, and that was that.
Yeah, nobody wanted it because it was all everybody wanted OG. There's no reason to grow it, you know. Yeah. I think over time, now that people are fucking a little more worldly, they're like, oh fuck, now I get it, you know.
Sure.
But, yeah,
you know, it was all production too. It wasn't. We weren't fucking growing. It was production, dude. We were fucking running for pounds, dude. There was no mixing and matching. You know, let's throw a couple of these plants in the corner for this, and nah, there was none of that. It was just straight. Commercial crop and fucking trying to bang it out.
What was the name of the nutrient line that you guys used?
Super Veggie A and Super Veggie B.
There you go.
Buckets of salt. Yeah.
And you can still get that shit, right? You have to special order it?
No, you can get it. A lot of the fucking the shops in the Valley, or well, I mean, I don't even know how many are left, but they all carry it. It's pretty popular here. Yeah, San Fernando Valley, dude. Big 818. That's the Valley. The Valley. There's only one Valley.
No. Hey, there's the Kern Valley, yo.
Fucking Kern Valley. Fucking Beyond Thunderdome and shit.
Yeah, fucking meth. Fucking Central.
Yeah. Yeah, they were black containers. They were like black buckets with fucking red lids. But it was salty, dude. That fucking buckets would crushed up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Salt like a motherfucker, dude. I still think salt's the bomb, dude. Fuck, I mean, organics, whatever, dude. That's cool. But I'm into salt, bro.
Yeah, dude. I'm the same way. I tend to, you know, use hybrid methods for growing. But dude, if I had to choose one or the other, I would still go salt always. Yeah. It's just about knowing how to fucking flush your weed, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And that's the other thing, too. Well, you know, what was really impressive was that fucking recipe. The shit was dialed in so perfectly, dude. So perfectly to where the mango. Fucking Ender. It was just dialed in perfectly, dude. I don't know who did that. When I came around, it was already done.
The recipe was already set by that time?
Yeah. Whoever figured it out, dude, got it to the, I mean, figured out perfectly. It was perfectly dialed in.
Dude, I just realized you shaved, brother.
Yeah, no, I fucked up, dude.
Fucking pretty.
It wasn't the plan.
Fucking pretty.
It'll be all back by fucking in a month.
Yeah. That's a good part about being a fucking old cholo, right? That shit grows like fucking.
Fuck, dude. It ain't even worth it, dude. It hurts coming out.
So yeah, like how many pounds were you like pulling per 1,000 watt, or were you running 600 watts back then?
No, it was 1,000. Each house was like 20 lights, and or at least 20 lights, and we were pulling like, dude, if we got 2 1/4, we were stoked. If we got 2, we were stoked.
Yeah, you know,
if we pulled 40 pounds, dude. Every fucking, you know, so you know four times a year, we were fucking good.
Yeah.
Because we had to tear the house down and fucking build it up again. And it was a bitch, dude. It was a constant. We were constantly building and tearing down, dude.
Building and tearing down.
It was never ending, dude.
And following fucking just a straight recipe each time doing it. That would get tedious, dude.
Yeah. And, you know, and every now and then someone would vary off of it. The fucking shit would just go to shit. I mean, because it was, you couldn't deviate from the recipe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you realized real fast if someone was fucking up and deviating.
Oh, yeah. No, and it was real easy to tell who the fuck was pinching off the top, you know, after a little while, you know, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, I know what 40 pounds looks like, and then all of a sudden we're pulling fucking, you know, 35. And we're like, what the fuck? You know, I don't know what happened, dude. Like, yeah, right, bro. And even then, it wasn't even worth fucking, you have to let them do it, dude, because fuck, you know, we need to do it. We couldn't get enough guys to fill the houses, you know?
Yeah, dude.
It was, you know, growers was the hardest thing to do, dude. Getting good growers, dude. Because it, you know, anybody who sat in a house for a long time, dude, it's a bitch, dude.
Yeah.
Especially back then, it wasn't like it is now. It was a scary thing for a lot of people, dude. And a lot of dudes weren't, you know, didn't know what they were fucking signing up for, and they fucking, you know, they freak out.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because it got real serious, real fucking fast with that much money.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Is, you know. The money started getting big enough to where you started have to, you know, you got to think about.
Yeah, you got to.
A little more dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
It ain't dime bags to your homie in the parking lot at school and shit.
Exactly, man. Yeah, it's a different world now. I think most people that grow now don't even understand that any aspects of that kind of black market world.
No.
That it was.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can't. There's too many people doing it. I mean, back then, dude, it was like we were fucking magicians, dude. Like wizards. No one did it, dude. We had like secret, you know, no one knew how to fucking do it, dude. No one could. Now everybody does it. Now everybody, you know, which is cool. But it ain't like it was. I got out of it once they stopped being cool.
So, yeah, that's, let's see, what else can we get? I'm trying to think of what other good stories that I've heard from you over the years.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many. I wish.
You know what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I wish I could fucking get a clearance from all my partners and shit.
Yeah, no, you know that's not the one I'm gonna talk about. I'm talking about the squirrel.
Oh yeah, I snapped some fucking squirrel shit.
That's my favorite story. Everybody that knows Resin, this has got to be their favorite fucking story. So yeah, tell the world how you snapped took a little snapper of a squirrel turd.
I sunk it, dude. I held it in for a minute too.
Was it numb?
Dude, I was chilling in the front yard and shit at my buddy's house, and this little fucking squirrel came out of a bush, dude, and like ran up my arm and like up to my fucking head. It was a little baby squirrel. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I thought it was a rat, dude. I was like running around the yard screaming and shit, this fucking animal around me. And put it in a shoebox and shit. We found out, you know, not too long later, his mom was smashed in the street or whatever. So I took it home and raised it as my own. And,
isn't that sweet?
Yeah, but eventually, you know, you gotta let the motherfucker go, because they'll chew up your wires and shit. They'll burn your house down.
Oh, yeah.
And so I let it go, and it fucking started hanging out with other squirrels in the yard and shit. And it would come around. So all of a sudden, I got a lot of squirrels in the yard. And I would fucking feed them nuts and shit and all kinds of stuff. And I would smoke bowls in the fucking garage, right? And squirrels would just come up all over the place. Dude, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. So one day, I was sitting there, and I had my bomb. It was like, and I see this little fucking, I thought it was like scissor hash, bro. Like,
yeah, you know, like I got all that shit laying around all over the place, so yeah, I get it.
Perfect little fucking nug, dude. It looked like it had a little bit of weed in it and shit, and I was like, oh, cool. I put it in the bowl, and it was fucking squirrel shit, dude. Dude, that's fucking harsh toke, bro.
That's a harsh toke.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. But yeah, now I should have. Now nobody fucking lets me forget that story, dude.
Fuck no, that's a great story, dude. Yeah. Snapping squirrel turds.
Fucking dude, I still remember that thing going down. Fucking.
So did you realize it right away as you fucking tasted the fucking nuttiness, dude, and it burned your throat?
Yeah, dude, it was bad, dude. It was fucking bad.
Probably had fucking plague fucking, you know, shit in it.
Dude, the bong was long enough, dude, to where like it hadn't gotten into my mouth before I snapped it. You know, then fucking I pulled the carbon fucking. Yeah. Had the bong been shorter, I wouldn't have fucking done it, dude, because as soon as it touched my mouth, I knew that shit wasn't weed.
Yeah.
It was like, that was harsh.
Yeah, it was squirrel terps, exactly.
That was pretty bad. But there's a lot of stories, dude. There's stories that are fucking crazy shit went down, dude. Fucking, it was madness. You know, because we were all just a bunch of fuck ups, dude. We didn't know what we were doing, really. You know?
Yeah.
Tried to play it off like we did, but fucking almost killing ourselves, tapping fucking power lines and shit. And
having people blow themselves across the fucking room.
Yeah, this was back when you had to shave the fucking power line, dude, with a razor blade and shit. This is before they sold those clamps and shit at the fucking hydro stores and all that. It was gnarly.
All hard set, and that's why resin doesn't like organics. Squirrel turds.
Yeah, fuck squirrel turds, bro. Little squirrely. I found a picture of them. I gotta fucking post it.
Have a picture of the squirrel too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. The squirrel who shit in your mouth.
Fucking asshole.
But, you know, Bryn, for my birthday, she bought me a bunch of different stuff. But she bought me this amazing book, and I just keep looking at it. It's called Creative Cursing, right? So it has two different flat tiles that you can change, and it randomly makes up new words. So in this case, we have whore dumpster. I like that one.
It's backwards on camera, but yeah.
Yeah.
Whore dumpster.
Rectum pincher. Like, yeah, there's some good ones in this. Rectum folds. Yeah.
You can use that to find new names for your fucking strains.
Now I have all the fucking strain names I need. I can guarantee nobody's going to be using this shit.
It's all random. Enigma produced by the Enigma machine.
The Enigma machine. This is better than the Enigma machine. So yeah, a lot of people know we're having the it is a private event, unfortunately, for some people, but they know we're doing the big Candle Illuminati event. Not a lot of people know, but Resin was the guy behind the party last year, and he's behind the party this year.
It's our party. It's fucking whatever, right?
It's our party, but yeah, you made it happen. You made it happen. So,
I'd be there by myself if it wasn't you guys, dude. I don't know nobody.
You don't know nobody. Yeah, no, you don't know fucking nobody. You know what? And a lot of people don't know this. The only reason me and Caleb from CSI are really good friends now is because of Resin. Resin Resin and Denali both actually opened that door, but Resin initially opened that door for me to actually speak with Caleb. And then we became, we fell in love, and we now make butt babies. So, yeah.
I was stoked I was able to, I don't know, get you guys together, man. If I had any part in that, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, we both think, we both agree that it was you that was the reason for the season.
Yeah. You're welcome, Jill.
Yeah, you guys don't even know, dude. Hanging out with this dude in person, I get fucking asthma attacks. Fucking asthma attacks. This motherfucker has me fucking dying. So, yeah. You guys are only getting a tiny little fraction. He's getting little loosened up right now, but we'll get him going over the next few weeks. Fucking get him going and fucking telling stories about crazy ass shit.
Yeah, I'm a little shy, dude. I gotta come out of my show.
Yeah, you're a little shy.
You want the lights on, Indra, to get the full effect of the beauty? You want to see the beauty?
Nope. Young Mexican George Washington.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some clearances and shit. Make sure I can fucking.
Yeah, for sure.
I like to tell some stories. It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time. I think most of them would be cool with it that are, you know.
I bet they would.
Yeah, but it's always good to fucking talk.
Yeah, I got to make sure.
Yeah. Don't want some of them mean motherfuckers pissed off at you.
Yeah. Right on. Did you find a winner for the fucking seeds?
Dedication won. I think they went – I don't think I even screenshot the fucking final thing amount. I think it was $750. Not so bad, man.
No.
Not so bad.
I see some pink. Get over here.
You yell at Pinky?
Yeah, dumb dog.
That fucking dog is awesome.
He's about to jump in the pool.
It will eat your fucking hand, but it's fucking awesome.
Pinky! Come here. Get over here.
Pinky needs some screen time. That's a beautiful dog.
It's retarded. It doesn't even know its name, dude. It's just looking at me like, what?
Yeah. It doesn't need to know its fucking name.
Yeah, it's fucking kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's an awesome life, though, like to not even have to worry about your own fucking name.
Right.
Just know that someone's going to feed you anyways.
I get jealous all the time looking at it, dude. Fuck you.
Did you ever grow Bubba Resin?
I did. Not with the crew. Like I said, the crew, that was a little side moves I did back in the day. I did.
Yeah, but
smaller,
the crew.
Smaller. Like 10 light setups, you know, eight to 10. Mainly to try and help some friends out. You know, they were short on cash, so I tried to set them up with some fucking house payments and shit. Teach them how to grow.
Yeah, that's how you do.
Yeah. But OG was, when we were going at it, dude, it was just OG. There was no reason to fuck with anything else, dude.
No reason to change up which cut of OG and none of that shit.
Nah, and you know, it was, you know, the fucking rent and everything was so expensive, dude, to where we couldn't risk fucking. We needed to know we could pull fucking this. It had to go like clockwork, or fucking we were gonna be in the red.
Can you tell the Louis story?
Oh yeah, Louis. All right. So I used to go to fucking Sun Valley Caregivers up here, and I used to sell them some pounds and shit.
Yeah.
And I used to just drop it off, dude, because I didn't have no time to fucking wait to get paid and shit. So sometimes I would drop off weed. Sometimes I would just go for cash.
Yeah.
And so, but every time I did, I would fucking hit the dude up. They were like Armenians and shit. I'm pretty sure they were Armenians.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I think that Louis is Armenian.
Yeah. And I would, every time I'd walk in, dude, I'd hit the dude up. Hey, let me get a cut, dude. Let me get a cut. The dude would always say, this cut costs $250,000. Dude, I would fucking crack up, dude. I would seriously crack up. I really thought it was fucking hilarious. But plus, the look on the guy's face when I would just fucking start rolling on the floor, dude, fucking, you know, his ridiculous price. And he didn't get it, dude. He would just stare there and look at me. And then
yeah.
I'd stop and I'd go, seriously, dude, let me get a cut, dude. And he'd say it again. And I'd start laughing at him. That was a fucking bastard, dude. I was a little dick. But we did business, and we were friendly enough like that.
Yeah.
But he didn't really dig it. And time goes on, whatever. And I get a call one day, dude, and he's fucking, and it's him. He's panicking, dude, and he's fucking hitting me. Did you come to the store? Did you send anybody into the store? And I was like, what? And he's like, dude, I need those cuts back. And I was like, what cuts? And he's like, the fucking, we sold, a tray got out that wasn't supposed to get out. And I need it back. And I was like, dude, if you want it back, I go, I'm going to need $250,000 and shit, dude. And the fucking dude got so pissed, dude. I don't even know what he's saying. He was fucking cussing me out. And
was it Louie himself or like just one of the guys that worked at that Sun Valley Caregivers?
It was the owner of Sun Valley Care. There was no Louie. I don't know. There was nobody named Louie. It was they just named it after like that liquor. Yeah, cognac or whatever.
There's that dude now that calls himself Louis Hazarin.
Maybe
he's Armenian.
Maybe that's the dude. But
yeah, maybe I don't know.
Yeah, I just know him as the owners of Sun Valley Caregivers and shit. But yeah, that was the last day I ever went in there, dude. Those motherfuckers told me not to come back. They were fucking pissed. They were certain. I took it. I had it. But I didn't. It wasn't long before I did. But. Yeah, they fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Rezin.
Hi, Bryn. Rez.
Hey, Bryn.
I can't see you.
See me? It's all... Dude, if the lights were on me, it would just be all sweat. I'm just sweating.
Just sweating. Sweating like a hassa.
It's high blood pressure or something. I don't know.
I can't watch these lives anymore.
That's sex juice, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. That's
it's fucking juice. Manteca.
Well, I'm going to start getting dinner, so I guess we'll close it off. This will be our first edition of opening up the OG story, the Kush story. And there's a lot more stories to come from this dude, but yeah, he's a legit dude, so he's going to ask and make sure with whoever. And
yeah, it's good seeing you guys.
Want more Breeder Syndicate? Be sure to check out our Patreon by going to Google and searching Breeder Syndicate Patreon. We have a secret Discord where we are available at most times and interact daily. There are a lot of perks to be had there, so check it out. Need seeds? Check out riotseeds.com where you can get our seeds and our reversal spray for making your own feminized seeds.